Hello, everyone. Today on the Strang Report, my guest is Mike Thompson, and he has an amazing insight on what he calls the Third Heaven Authority. It's the subject of his new book, Full Disclosure. I'm the publisher. But, you know, this is so exciting that I want to get the word out about this book, because there comes insights sometimes that have been obscured some way in the body of Christ that someone will release. You know, there's so many examples that I could give, but I believe that the Lord has released this authority, this third heaven authority, to help you understand. And we're going to talk about it. You don't want to miss my conversation with Mike Thompson, and then I will come back at the end and share some more about the book. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. The Strang Report aims to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Welcome back, everyone, and welcome, Mike Thompson. I'm so honored to have you on my podcast. Of course, I'm also honored to publish this book, Third Heaven Authority, and this is a powerful book, and it's already getting a great response in many places, and I wanted to interview on my Strang Report podcast because I think it's so important. In fact, before we started, I was telling you that even though I've grown up in the church, I've learned things. I've heard this terminology, but I didn't really grasp it in the way that you have. So the thing that stunned me right at the very first of the book is you shared that you had like a vision of heaven and a vision of Jesus telling you about your authority and giving you a command. So why don't we start there? Tell me about this and explain what it was that Jesus said.
Oh, thank you, Steve. Yes, indeed. It was remarkable. Now, I've been a Christian most of my life, Spirit-filled since I was 19. And I've walked in the power of the Spirit, you know, and God's done many, many wonderful things in our ministry. But something occurred to me, something happened to me in 2010, and that was the vision you're talking about. And I was in a prayer meeting, and we were actually, it was in a penthouse of a high-rise hotel where in the banquet room the next day was going to start an evangelistic crusade. And we had many Christians that were praying. And I was there at the invitation of the host pastor. But at any rate, I was praying. And I was walking around looking out of the windows and seeing all the lights of the city because this was in the evening. And then I went over to the living room section. I sat down on the floor, leaned against the wall, and the Holy Spirit just caught me away. He just took me up, lifted me above the hotel. I was looking down at the lights of the city, the ones I saw before, and then I looked up, and I saw some other lights that were above me in the atmosphere, and they were a dull, kind of reddish color, and the dullness represented to me that they were void of the glory of God. They were demonic spirits. I went right through them, and then I found myself in the throne room of heaven. And I was looking there at the throne of Jesus. And the very first thing that I felt was so remarkable, just completely overtook me, is the complete absence, Steve, of all of the kind of things that we have on the earth, where it's like fear, condemnation, intimidation, all of those, you know, worries. Excuse me. Let me get a drink of water. And it just overtook me to where I just cried out in my heart, Lord, is this who you created me to be? Is this what it's like to be a new creation in you, free from all of that? And then the second thing that I felt is the Holy Spirit turned me around. And I looked at, this is a synopsis version. I looked, there was a portal in the floor, and I could look down. The portal was for seeing from heaven's viewpoint down. And I could see those same demonic spirits in the atmosphere over the city. I could see the city and where the people were having that prayer meeting, and they were praying well. But their vantage point, looking up from Earth's viewpoint, was different than mine. They saw all the demonic spirits. They were moving in the gifts praying. But from my viewpoint, I saw a larger dull spirit. It was absolute the glory of God. And I heard the Lord's voice come from the throne into my back, and it just resonated inside of me. And it said, that's a general. That's the commander of those lower level demons. I want you to launch your warfare from here. Wow. The second thing I felt was absolute boldness. Why? Because the first thing I felt was the absence of all of the fear and the other things that attack our boldness and our sense of authority on earth. And I felt so loved by God that boldness came, authority came. And I said, okay. And then I heard voice speaking. It was the Lord. Came into my back, but this time it didn't just resonate in me. It came out of my mouth. I was looking down, and I heard myself say these words. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over and dislodge the assignment that you have against this city now. I break the communication structure between you and the lower level demons, and I sow confusion into your camp now. And as I was praying these things, and the prayer actually went on for a while, then the angels that were in the throne room, one would shoot down like lightning. And then I would say something else, and another one would shoot down like lightning. And they would hearken unto the word, the faith command, the word of the Lord, the scripture says, even the word of the Lord coming through the believer's mouth.
Well, let's drill down on that a little bit, because some of this is going to be new to my viewers. In some ways, it's new to me. Let's talk about what these three heavens are, and also what does the Bible say about our third heaven authority, which is the title of your book.
Oh, let's do it. First, you know, the Lord, when all that finished, the Lord came over and talked to me, and he said, I'm giving you the assignment to teach third heaven authority to my people. Okay, so that's what I'm doing. That's the title of the book. But the three heavens, you know, in 2 Corinthians 12, the first four verses, the Apostle Paul, talking about himself through the third person, even says that he was caught up to the third heaven. So my understanding of the third heavens, number one, is the physical creation, the stellar heavens. The earth is part of the physical universe. It's part of that heaven, the moon, the stars. The second heaven is the spiritual atmosphere that coexists with it. And so in the first heaven, we have the activity of natural beings, humans, and everything else. Then in the spiritual heaven, the second heaven, we have the activity of spirits. And that would be demonic spirits, human spirits, angelic spirits, the Holy Spirit. It's a spiritual realm around us. And so demonic beings are confined to being working in that area around us, influencing, etc. Now, the third heaven, the Bible describes as the highest of the heavens. That would be the dwelling place of God. That would be his throne. That would be what we normally just call heaven. But that's what the Lord, I never heard that phrase before, Steve, until he said it to me. Teach my people third heaven authority. Praise God. So we have authority from above.
Okay, so that's it. There's authority from what we think of as heaven, where Christ is on his throne and the different things you were describing. But help me and help my viewers understand, really understand, not only what that means, but how it applies to our own lives.
Yes. One of the things that the Lord showed me, and he specifically said that third heaven authority is a view from heaven down. It is heaven's perspective about what's going on the earth. It's a glimpse from above. It's a way to look at all the circumstances. There are many different kinds of authority that we operate in. Man's authority, which is, you know, Genesis, dominion that he placed, that he gave to us in natural creation. There's spiritual authority. We call the spirit, the authority of the believer when we get born again. There's positional authority. There's what I call the authority and the glory, because when we have encounters with the Holy Spirit, it imparts into us a revelation and also kind of an assignment where we have the authority of that word that comes. All those are types of authority. Third heaven authority isn't a type of authority. It is doing it from above. Rather than the earth looking up or on the linear scale, it's from heaven's viewpoint. And the key to that, which I love so much about your new book on the Holy Spirit, Steve, is that the Lord told me that it's the Holy Spirit's job and ability to give us that viewpoint, how heaven looks at it. And it rises, you know, it raises us up spiritually. The Holy Spirit has the ability to show it to us in our mind, to reveal it through the scriptures, but also to give us encounters and even catch us away and to view it from his perspective so that we're not caught in this linear trap of bumping up against the circumstances. That's changed my life.
If somebody reads the book, this is what they get is, what is the third heaven authority? In fact, as I was reading the book, it began to kind of dawn on me. This is a whole new different authority. It's almost like maybe a believer that's never been taught about the gifts of the Spirit and understand that they have authority over the enemy or authority to bind and loose. You know, Jesus talked about what's bound on earth is bound in heaven. So it's a whole different way of doing it, and also a higher authority to do spiritual warfare. And one of the things you talk about is the angelic. In fact, you just mentioned it just now. Explain how the angels and where that comes into this whole thing.
Oh, yeah. I realized, some by the teaching of the Lord, but also by experience since then, and always going to the Word of God to find out these things. And experientially, you know, is that the angels are involved in spiritual warfare much more than we ever realized, because the angels are there. They are the enforcers. We are the enforcers of heaven. We have the ability to bind and to loose what has already been bound and loosed in heaven. We are the enforcers of the things of Jesus, what his blood has purchased, and through the name that enforces that itself. I'm using the word enforce on purpose, because now the angels come in to enforce what we are enforcing. And they are the ones that go and push back the demonic beings. They are the ones that are beginning to navigate through the spiritual realm, those things for us, so that it's orchestrated by them. They set up things for us with meetings and points of ministry and so many changes. Their power is there in our lives daily. And that's what the listeners should understand. This is not something just for me, and you don't have to have a heavenly encounter where you're taken to the throne room like I was. The book describes detail by detail what it is and how the average believer can be there and how those angels work through their lives.
Why do you think this isn't taught more in the church? Because you mentioned what the Apostle Paul said about in the third person. You know, we speculate that was Paul himself, but this is not widely taught. And listen, there are a few people who are more connected with different parts of the body of Christ than I am. And I hear this. In fact, when it came possible for us to publish your book, it was like, wow, you know, this is like something new. Now, it wasn't new. You know, in some ways in the spirit, there's nothing new. And even in your own case, it's been 12 years since you had this encounter. Why do you think we don't hear it more? And also, why is it that when people do hear it, it's sometimes hard for them to know how to take that authority?
Very good question. I would have to say that it's a combination of the Word and the Spirit. We have to grow. I didn't understand these things before. I had to grow in it. I had to learn what the Word said about it. I had to have the experiences. I had to have the Holy Spirit show it to me. So we must have an open heart to what the Holy Spirit is leading us into. But there's another thing, Steve, that the Lord told me when I was there. When he said, I want you to teach my people third heaven authority, he said this: because, now remember, this was 12, 13 years ago, and watch what's happened up until now. He said, because from this time forward, the veil between the spiritual realm and the natural realm will seemingly grow thinner, and more people will be having supernatural encounters, wow, dreams, visions. He said this, many more people will be in the future will be taken to heaven and having heavenly encounters than have been for a long time. And he said, this will not only happen in my church and with my people, but it's also going to happen on the dark side, you know, with witchcraft and sorcery and New Ageism and all that. And in the last 13 years, I have watched in my own mind and life and documented all of these things are true. There's been a drastic increase. I believe that it's because of the times. I believe that the Lord told me, and when he told me to teach on third heaven authority, he said, there will be others also that I'm moving on to begin to formulate and dovetail all of these teachings together on authority. And he said, but we're coming into a time now where it will be necessary. I'm training my people how to face the situations that are ahead for their lives and for their nations.
Well, obviously this has impacted your own life and ministry, but I'd like you to just give us some examples, including how it's impacted your prayer life. Here, this happened when you were in a prayer meeting. You obviously are a man of prayer, but tell me, what has this revelation done for you personally in your life and ministry and prayer life, with the idea that people may begin to understand how it can impact their lives and ministry?
Right. First of all, we have to become aware. When we become aware of something, then the Holy Spirit uses that awareness to begin to take us in this learning curve. And it has transformed my life. There's two things, Steve, that I talk about that are very important in the spirit. Number one is perception, and number two is perspective. Spiritual perceptions, you know, even like your new book on the Holy Spirit, you go through, I loved the book, on the gifts of the Spirit and all that. Those are the perceptions, how we perceive, how we move, how we, you know, see, hear, touch, all those things in the spiritual realm. But perspective is the location. It's the position. It's how you view it, where it comes from. I used to view it, and quite honestly, Steve, a great deal of success. God has just been so good to my wife, CK, and I, and our ministry over the years, with so many people healed and delivered and demons cast out and, you know, salvations. But what happened is the Lord said, I'm going to show you a better way, a more accurate way. And so now when I get into prayer, I just, in myself, I'm lifted up. I'm not on this linear level bumping against the circumstances and trying to push through them. I'm from above looking at the situations and the Holy Spirit's awareness. And this can happen to all believers, every single one of us. The Holy Spirit's awareness and the perceptions of looking at it from his viewpoint, the mind of Christ, the leadership of the Spirit, and become much more accurate in prayers, in binding, loosing, all the other forms of prayers that there are. Everybody can do that.
Aren't there deceptive ways that the enemy tries to blind our eyes or hold us back from understanding this authority?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, in the book, I talked about five major ways. And number one is that the enemy comes at us with what I call a spirit of religion. It's the form without the power. And that spirit of religion, you know, is he questions our authority. Just like, you know, with Adam and Eve, he came to them and said, has God said? Well, he knew that God had said. That wasn't for him. It was to cause them to question. He came to Jesus in the garden and he said, are you the Son of God? Well, he knew he was. It was to try to trip up Jesus. So the enemy comes in with spiritual religion to question, try to get us caught up in legalism, etc. The second one is the natural circumstances. Every circumstance, I believe, that we're involved in and comes against us talks to us. It speaks to us. It either says things like, you're doing good, this is easy, or it begins to come against us in ways of saying, nah, your faith isn't working. God isn't going to show up. Circumstances. We have to learn to take control of how we view circumstances. Number three is a condemnation. Condemnation is the glue. You know, the Bible says that a curse without cause cannot light. What is the cause, or what allows it to light? It's what I think of as spiritual glue. Condemnation, shame, guilt is spiritual glue. It's the stuff that if we will believe what the devil's saying against us, it becomes a glue that allows his curses and opposition. So we have to stand against that in the power of the Spirit and the power of the Word. Number four is following emotions rather than the voice of the Lord in faith. When they're opposing, emotions are good, created by God, but a lot of times they can lead us away. And then last one is that when the enemy tries to steal the revelation of who we are in Christ, you know, we've got to know who we are in Christ. And that book to the Ephesians, as well as the other wonderful epistles, just absolutely hammer who we are in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Steve, that in reality describes what our spiritual armor is, who we are in Christ.
Boy, that's an important thought, and I've never thought of it in the terms of spiritual glue. I mean, that insight alone is very, very important, I believe. And we're going to have to wrap up this short podcast. We can go so much more into it. And I encourage people to get the book. In just a minute, I'll tell people how to get it. I am going to want you to pray for our viewers. But before you do that, what prompted you to write the book, and what specifically are you wanting for the reader and for the body of Christ with sharing this spiritual insight?
I think in writing the book, I was trying, number one, to just be obedient to the Lord. I got to teach people third heaven authority. That's an emphasis. But there are three main things that I was hoping would come from the book. Number one is to reveal the reality of the spiritual realm and how God's kingdom operates on earth. So many believers don't. Before I got spirit filled and I was saved, I didn't understand anything till the Spirit came into me and operated through me. Number two, it exposes the nature of the spiritual warfare ensuing in that spiritual atmosphere over America. In every believer's life, personal life, where they live, but also in America, as Americans. Other nations too. Number three, it discloses God's plan for how the body of Christ can win that war and restore righteousness to our nation. And isn't that it? We're ambassadors of the kingdom. Restore righteousness to our lives, restore righteousness to our nation, and see the greatest revival and spiritual awakening, mass evangelism that has ever hit this planet. We're in the cusp of it now.
Boy, that's so well said, and that's a good place to leave it. But I want you to close in prayer any way you feel led, and then I'm going to come back with a final word.
Thank you, Steve. Yes. Right now, I just speak to the viewers. I want you for a moment to just stop and to just introspect. Feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You have Him. He's there. Feel the anointing and the presence of the living God come upon you at this particular moment. Because I pray that the revelation and the anointing of third heaven authority and the ability to walk in that would come into your life now. In fact, in the name of Jesus, I release that anointing. Let it flow through you. And the Holy Spirit is going to take you on a wonderful journey from this day forward so that you become stronger in prayer more effective in prayer, and that your destiny becomes fulfilled to a greater degree than you ever imagined. God bless you. Praise God.
That was a powerful prayer, and I just want to add a few things about the book. Third Heaven Authority is a book that just came out. You can get it really wherever Christian books are sold. It is a powerful book. You won't regret reading this. It will show you the things we just talked about. So I encourage you to get the book. I was glad that he mentioned my book. He did it on his own initiative, Spirit-Led Living. He just read it, and he told me off camera that they kind of dovetail together. So you can find my book, which doesn't actually come out until closer to Pentecost Sunday, but it is available now at stevestrangbooks.com. Both of these are powerful books. Thank you for watching. Share this with people. Put it on social media. Subscribe if you don't subscribe already. And tune in again for another episode of The Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Stephen Strang. Stay up to date with the latest episodes by subscribing on YouTube and Rumble, as well as your favorite podcast app at cpnshows.com. Get the latest reports delivered directly to your inbox by subscribing to the newsletter at strangreport.com. In an upside-down world, there is only one way to stay grounded. Life is full of twists and turns, successes and setbacks. How can you reach your God-given potential and achieve your dreams? With over four decades of reporting on the move of the Holy Spirit around the world, Stephen E. Strang has firsthand experience of how the Holy Spirit has led him on a remarkable journey of faith and a successful life. In his new book, Spirit-Led Living in an Upside-Down World, he will invest his true life lessons into the hearts of readers as he reveals his secrets to having a successful life led by the Holy Spirit. Go to booksbystevestrang.com to pre-order your copy today.